Chapter 6. Perseus and the Maiden. Perseus leaped down Atlas's mountain and continued on to the northeast. He traveled for many days until he came to some cliffs. At the water's edge, under a black rock, he saw a white image stand. He thought it was a statue, but when he came near, he saw that it was a beautiful maiden. As Perseus came closer still, he could see how she trembled when the cold waves splashed against her. Her arms were spread above her head and fixed to the rock with chains of brass. Full of pity, Perseus drew near. He said, "What cruel men have bound you? Let me set you free." To which the maiden cried, "Touch me not. They will slay you if you dare to set me free." "Let them try," said Perseus, and drawing his sword, he cut through the brass. But all she did was call for her mother. "Why call for your mother? She can be no mother to have left you here." And she answered, weeping, "I am the daughter of King Cepheus, and my mother is the beautiful Cassiopeia. They call me Andromeda, and I stand bound here as a sea monster's food to pay for my mother's sin. For she once boasted that I was fairer even than the queen of the fishes. So the queen, in her anger, destroyed much of our land, and now the sea monster must eat me, guiltless though I am. They say that nothing but my blood can pay for a sin which I never committed."